Alright, so here is the James Bond theme. First appearing in 1962 in Dr. No, starring Sean Connery. It was written by a guy named Monty Norman and has appeared throughout the long-running series. It's a classic theme, no doubt. In the last few films, specifically the rebooted series with Daniel Craig, I've noticed that the theme songs for those movies call back to this original score. There, You Know My Name from Casino Royale. Another Way to Die from Quantum of Solace. And Skyfall from Skyfall. Craig's first, second, and third Bond films. Okay, so this is what I want you to listen to. I'll play it a couple times so you can get it in your head. This is what's called the chord progression, the series of chords or combination of notes that the song uses as its base. You'll hear it a lot because it's what these songs call back to. Basically, every song that you might hear has this. It's the rhythm guitar in a rock band, it's the repeating pattern of chords in a piano song, whatever. It's what the rest of the song, the rest of the instruments, are built on top of. It's the bones of a piece of music. And if songs share chord progressions, or have parts that are written to deliberately share a motif, that's when songs can sound similar. The Skyfall one's easy, so we'll start there. They basically just play it right after the chorus. Listen for the horns that follow the vocals. Hear it? They're directly calling back the motif of the original song. Film scores do that a lot, especially with sequels. Lots of times, individual characters will have their own theme, and when they reappear in a movie, the music is there to reintroduce them as sympathetic, villainous, whatever the role. Next time you watch something like Pirates of the Caribbean or Star Wars, see if you can spot when the music signals the entrance of a character. Casino Royale did this very deliberately, holding off on playing the classic theme until the very end, to signal Bond becoming his character.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Throughout Casino Royale, the score actually takes cues from the song at its intro, You Know My Name by Chris Cornell, which goes like this. Pay attention to the guitar riff at the beginning. It starts right away, so I'll play it again. Did you hear it? It's that burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. Which is the original theme just sped up. It's cool, right? They're taking the familiar sound of James Bond, in quotations, and tweaking it to signal very subtly that one, he's the hero we recognize, but two, he's different. The song from Quantum of Solace is really similar to the one from Casino Royale. Especially the first eight hits in the intro. The two songs are almost identical in how they begin. This song shares another little similarity with Skyfall as well. And here's the piano intro for Skyfall. Quantum of Solace and Skyfall. Just goes to show that music is an important part of filmmaking, and the details are there to be found. This is the Nerd Dash Podcast, and I'm Billy. The Nerd Dash Podcast is a production of Vinting Machine Media. Our theme music was written by Eric Donahoe. You can follow me on Twitter @BillyDonahoe and subscribe to Nerd Dash on iTunes.